22. The Three Men in the Fire. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon built an enormous golden statue, 90 feet tall, and set it up on a plain. Then he called every official in the kingdom to come to the dedication. When the music played, the horns and pipes and lyres and all the instruments together, everyone was supposed to bow down and worship the statue. And the king's command was clear. Anyone who did not bow down would be thrown into a blazing furnace. The music played. Every person on that plain dropped to their knees and bowed. Every person except three. Their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were Jews living in Babylon, serving in the king's government, and they would not bow. Some of the other officials noticed and went straight to the king. Those three Jews you put in charge, they won't bow to your statue. They won't worship it. Nebuchadnezzar was furious. He called the three men before him. He gave them one more chance. When you hear the music, bow down. If you don't, you'll be thrown into the furnace. And what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king. They said, "We don't need to defend ourselves to you in this matter. If we are thrown into the fire, the God we serve is able to deliver us. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods, and we will not worship the golden statue." Even if he does not. They didn't know for certain that God would save them. They chose to do right anyway. The king ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual. Soldiers tied the three men up and threw them in. Then Nebuchadnezzar jumped to his feet. "Didn't we throw three men into the fire?" he asked. "Yes, O king. But I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound, unharmed. And the fourth looks like a son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar called to them, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out." They walked out of the furnace. Every official crowded around to look. The fire had not burned them. Their hair wasn't singed. Their robes weren't scorched. They didn't even smell like smoke. Some things you don't do, no matter what. Even when the consequences are real and standing right in front of you. And even if he does not, might be the bravest 5 words anyone has ever said. Daniel 3.